got one question for you. Are you ready?
And we are live. What is going on, everybody? We have an amazing guest, and they are, I've just been so stoked to be able to talk to them, and the best promos we've ever had on the show from a guest. Absolutely. We're like, we got to up our game. So amazing.
Thank you.
Dave and Rose, what is going on?
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
So amazingly, we found him from one of our really good friends who's been on the show as well, Gary from Crescent City. Absolutely amazing, amazing friend of ours, as well as an amazing, accomplished radio DJ and guitarist and collector, just like me, and apparently Chaos Guitar. You can see just a small smidgen of what they got going on. But we can't wait to show you some more. So the big thing right now, what we need to talk about is dessert. Let's talk a little bit about some dessert here. This is what we're known for. We have the chef who will always follow up last, but first guest first. So what do we got going on for desserts today? Or the thought of a dessert. Well, I had something described to me that sounded absolutely amazing, and I'm hoping just a description wins the show today.
Well, we will give you the description, and then we do actually have something. Oh, so we'll show you what we have. Okay. But go ahead. I'll let Rosie tell you what she was thinking.
So my father had a recipe called a cheese pie. Not a cheesecake, a cheese pie. And what it is essentially the innards of a cheesecake baked into a delicious Lorna Doone cookie crust.
Oh, my God.
Covered with homemade whipped cream sprinkled with cinnamon on top. Nice. And you eat it and it's like you didn't have anything. So you eat more and you swear you didn't have any. And you'll eat more. You'll still swear you didn't have any. And before you know it, the first pie is gone. So,
yeah, I love Lorna Doone cookies too. Oh my God. I crush that.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to see what we actually brought?
Let's see what you brought. Yeah. Let's see what you brought.
Go ahead. We felt bad that we couldn't make it. So I said, we got to bring something. Now, I'm serious about this one because I'm not big on desserts or sweets much anymore because I'm old, but I every once in a while I'll pick up Ben and Jerry's, and they got this new, and I don't know if you're gonna be able to see it, they got this new topped PB over the top, and it's got this hard topping on it, and it is phenomenal. You get like 2 spoonfuls in and your head, there it is, your head explodes.
Oh, my God.
So while it's not homemade, it's wonderful.
Hey. It's making me hungry right there. So yet again, I'm yet again, Andy, they just blow it away. I mean, they had a cheese pie idea, which even the chef had to admit.
That does sound amazing.
Yeah. And this Ben and Jerry's, guys, what is the name of the Ben and Jerry's so people can go pick it up?
It's PB over the top.
Ben and Jerry's toppers. PB over the top.
It's really good. I think it's a new flavor, and it's really, really good. If you like peanut butter, it's wonderful. I'll throw some in an envelope and send it to you.
Here we go. I'm on it. I'm right there.
Ben and Jerry's, if you're listening right now, thank you.
Yeah.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Feel free to send me some free ice cream.
They've sponsored us now. They've now sponsored our show. So
we'll put this on a guitar. For you. Sure.
There we go.
There we go. Hey, you send us like a year's supply of PB over the top, and
right? God, you'll have me on next year, and I'll be twice the size I am now.
So that's, oh my goodness, that just sounds amazing. And Andy is still on a diet. I am still. I've been trying to lose this. Now I am going to say for Halloween, I did not look as fat as an Aquaman should. I'm not as fat. I could have been the really fat Aquaman. I was just the semi-chubby Aquaman. And I feel like for a few seconds, I was famous because two women from the party wanted to get their picture taken with me. So, and there I looked really, there you go. That was my woo moment. Yeah. So anyway, what I brought is just some very fresh California strawberries.
Ooh, nice.
That which would go great on my cheese pie.
Still good.
I was sorry. Yeah.
Love strawberries. It's always,
yeah. I'm always like, this is like the topping for the. It's like the ingredient to the food that really is good. But I really have been trying to lose this weight.
Pie. We're just going to circle back to that.
Yeah. Let's talk about this cheese pie that I can't eat that sounds absolutely amazing. Oh. Can you even imagine? See, what I love about that is the fact that you don't notice that you've eaten all of the pie. That, because it's so good. Because it's just so good. And everybody's just like, hey, what happened to that pie? Because that's exactly what you know so many people said.
It's, and they're small. They're not like, they're only about 8-inch pies. Oh. So
you can eat like 5 of them.
I mean, you could. I don't want to squash anyone's.
If I could find, I'll find some Lorna Doone cookies, and I'll mail them to you.
Good. In exchange for the time you get here.
In exchange for the recipe, I might want to make that myself. I won't pass it down to anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. challenge is
like a box
on.
Of Lorna Doone cookies.
It's gonna take you more than a box of Lorna Doone. All right.
Family like recipe a for a box of
I mean, I'm easy, but not that easy.
Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, James. James, just lay it on us. Lay the goodness on us.
I went with just some chocolate chip cookies. Oh, but they're really good. They're really good chocolate chip cookies.
With or without walnuts?
Oh, without.
Why? You have something against walnuts?
Oh. You know what's funny is last week our guest said that his grandmother puts walnuts in everything. He said everything she puts walnuts in.
Cookies, like grandma, brownies, you made me some cookies. Stuff. Yeah, you made me some cookies with walnuts.
Everything she makes, she puts walnuts in it.
She's like, "What do you have against walnuts?" Exactly. Walnuts are the best.
That's funny.
That's great.
Friends all over.
Ben, if you were out there, I guess it must be a Northeast thing where walnuts just come with the cookies. So.
Maybe so, it is.
Yeah.
He's from upstate New York. So yeah, it might be maybe that's a thing. Yeah, maybe that's a thing. It's like, hey, Grammys make walnut cookies. Everything has to come with walnuts. Chocolate chip. Hey, why is there walnuts? It just comes with the dough. It just comes in the dough. I don't know how
it's in there already.
I don't know.
So we'll ask another. So we're gonna ask another. What is your guys? So when you are building guitars, when you guys are doing your business, what is your favorite food to be chomping down on while you're doing the business? What's your go-to like snack?
I don't
cheese.
Do we have cheese? We're my whole cheese. Family's big on cheese, so cheese probably.
Now, I do the whole cheese and grapes and Ooh. Crackers or something with it.
Right. Yeah.
He wants the meat.
Yeah, I'm a carnivore, you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. See, that's what. See, there you go. Cheese pie. There's a whole cheese theme going on here.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, so they told you.
Yeah. Whoops.
I love it. Absolutely love it. So, Mr. James, I know that you always have a good question for him. What do we got?
Now I was gonna say, what got you guys into making it? Well, Dave, what got you into making guitars?
It was kind of, I guess, out of necessity, really, because I started playing at a young age and never, I mean, not that my family wasn't poor or anything, but we never had money, so I couldn't go out and buy the newest, greatest thing. So I would buy a cheap guitar and then make it my own. And then what started happening, and as we started playing in bands and things like that, I'd show up with my stuff and guys were like, oh, where'd you get that? Oh, well, who did this to it? Who did that to it? And then next thing I knew, I was kind of not only building my own stuff, but building for other people. And I've just always done it. And then we just finally, Rosie kind of pushed me into it one day and said, well, you need to do this as a business because this is your passion. And I've had businesses in the past for other things because I used to restore cars and things like that. And my fear was, once you take your passion and make it a business, it's no longer fun. So I kind of didn't want to do that. So
he didn't at all. I basically went to him multiple times and said, listen, I'll make the business. You need to do what you do best, and you really do it best. So his passion, my brains.
And I looked at it as a way to have a bunch of guitars and be okay with having a bunch of guitars.
Brian, you got me. Yes. I love it.
I don't really buy guitar. I don't really remember the last time I bought a guitar. I don't think it's funny because I never, from as long as I can remember, I have never walked into a guitar store and played a guitar before I bought it. I've never played a guitar before I bought it because they always used to, like, the guys at the store would say, oh, you got to play it. You got to play it first. And I'd be like, no, I don't want to play it because it doesn't matter. I'm taking it home and taking it apart and building it the way I want. So I never played a guitar before I bought it. Didn't matter what it played like at the store to me.
Right.
See, that's amazing to me. And see, I'm one of those people that I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to build a guitar. So at the center going, I don't know which one. So I better play it and make sure that the feel is good because I am not going to be able to, I don't know how to do any of the mods on it yet. Though I do see the ads for build your own guitar. And I'm like, I saw some of those barn guitars, the ones where they're just made out of scrap wood. I was like, oh, that looks like a fun project.
Yeah,
but,
those are cool.
So yeah, they do them out of skateboards and everything now.
Yeah, I love amazing. The skateboard one.
Yeah. It's so cool. And that's the other thing that I always think about is that, so you started doing this when you out of necessity, but then it's become some sort of passion, which is amazing because now it's a business and you're able to give this joy to other people, which is absolutely, what I'm all about. Cause music is something that is so personal, and then being able to customize a guitar for somebody. And I know that we have a really good friend that's out in the crowd here that has his own, that he went to you, and that's how we heard from you, was because you were sharing your passion with him, which is he ordered one of, you know, a custom guitar from you because he said, hey, I really would like to be part of this. And you were making something amazing, which, of course, that's what's great about music is you're sharing this and he's able to play it and he's able to share. And absolutely, I can tell he's going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
So, Gary, yeah.
Gary, you have no idea.
Gary's great. He comes to me and he says, we started our own series, the Havoc series. And he's funny. That's the ones you see behind me, the blue and the green and the purple.
Beautiful.
Okay.
We have another one called Dark Matter, which is what he ordered. but the prototype is with Jeff Hines from In Strife. He's got that one that he's running for us. He came to me. It was supposed to be, this is our series. You go through the website, you pick the options you want. You get like four different options for this you can pick from, whatever. But it was basically it was our attempt to make a custom guitar, kind of off the shelf, but not off the shelf, if that makes sense. So yeah, Gary says, I want this. And can you do this to it? And can you do that? And can you do it? And next thing you know, he's basically got a custom guitar.
Yeah.
So, and nice. I'd do anything for Gary. He's great. So he said to me, oh, and with the case, I want basically a disco in a box. And I was like, a disco in a box? He's like, yeah, I want to be able to open that up. And I want it to be like my own stage show. So that's pretty much what I'm giving. I'll show it to you then, but it's insane. It's literally the most, there's more wiring in his case than there is in probably five guitars.
I love it. Gary is the man. Gary is the man. Yeah, that's cool. Have you guys seen his Iceman Gold? His gold. Yep. Oh, that's a beautiful guitar too.
Yeah, from Roser Guitars.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. We did some paint work for Roser too. I know Matt. Matt and I are friends. We do a lot of stuff back and forth together.
Oh, that's cool. Nice. And see, that's what's cool about that is being able to share that kind of experience. At a later point, we're gonna do we know that we can see this guitar at some later point, but we're not going to show it right now because it's still a secret, and we still want people to stay and hang around because we want Gary to be surprised. So we'll reveal it in a little bit. But so you got into this, but what is what is your process like to be able to? So you're saying that you have the Havoc line. And now you are able to say, hey, here's some really, I can put this on a web page and then you can make some customizations based off just like Gary did. But what kind of made you draw into that? Just because it was a great business model, or is it just, we wanted to make our own, this is our stab at here's our brand.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was exactly it.
It was my stab at being able to, I could never, if you look behind Rose and you'll see the orange pinkish BC Rich Bitch back there. Mm-hmm. I went into a place called Dave Phillips Music back in probably, I think it was 85 or something, and ordered that out of a book before it was even available. And I picked the color, I picked the most outrageous name for a color that they had on the piece of paper. And I said, that sounds the most outrageous. That's what I want. Because I thought, I'm going to get something nobody has. It's going to be insane. And it came in and I opened it up and I was like, it's cool, but it's not what I thought. And ever since then, right. I wanted, if you can see the Warlock next to it, the green Warlock, that one. Yeah. Now, it's a BC Rich, but I did it from ground up. It's got a witch face on it. That's from our witch series. And that's what I wanted when I ordered something custom and paid a ton of money for it. And I got basically a basic BC Rich with a new color, so I wanted to be able to give people something where they can look at it and say, okay, I want this. It's available in four colors right now. Okay. So I want this color. Cool. I get to pick from four different electronic options. I get to pick if I want split pickups. I get to pick a series parallel. I get to pick a kill switch. I get stuff you can't go into Guitar Center or go into a store and get unless you go to a custom shop and pay a fortune for. So that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to make it as custom as possible, but still kind of off the shelf. And that was our attempt. Now, I don't know how successful it is because everybody picks what they want. And then they're like, oh, but I also want this. And I also want that. And realistically, when I started it, you see the ones behind me all have, I wanted something that was going to catch people's eye. So I put a design on them. And then they're like, oh, well, I want that design. Well, okay, but that's not what it's that color. It's not that design. So then I thought, I should have offered that design. So then we throw in, okay, we'll give you the design for X amount more. And it became basically you're ordering a custom guitar, except you're ordering it at a much cheaper price than you're not spending $3,000 or whatever. So, you know, they range, I think, I forget what we have them on the website for now, but initially we were shooting for basically like 1,000 to 1,800 or so.
Especially for a customized guitar.
Yeah, it really wasn't. So,
really good.
Yeah, but we were kind of calling that we were going into production with them, but we're really not, because they're all hand built and they're all one off. So
right.
Yeah, it'll never be a mass produced item because so much work goes into creating it, and it's just us. So every single one of them is going to be a custom guitar. You're not going to find another one on the shelf like it anywhere.
Yeah, and it's
have
not
you ever gotten like a crazy request for a custom or what's like the most kind of out of this world kind of custom that you've made so far?
Literally out of this world.
Millennium
Falcon.
We had a girl contact us for I don't know if we can say it because of her husband. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Oh,
so anyway, there's like this guitar like a special thing
it's
from a movie series from, you know, like way back. And it's there and it's kind of roundish and
but what it's guitar it's the cool thing about it is what it's made out of, because it's not wood, so it would be very unique. Wow. I don't want to say anymore because I don't know where it's going to go, if we're going to actually finish the whole
after
process.
It's revealed,
whatever,
you'll have to show us.
Yeah, well, I'll actually will.
Yeah, yeah.
But we did crop circles. I thought you were talking about crop circles.
No, I need to introduce somebody else.
We did a guitar crop circles, which I ended up giving to my son, which was basically a Strat series that had holes in it and stuff. That's on our website. That was pretty cool. But we've done some odd stuff.
So this is Bubba the Chaos Cat.
Bubba.
Rah.
I think we have met, haven't we, Bubba?
Yes, actually, Bubba. Bubba, you did meet him already.
I get this message from Bubba the Cat, and I'm like, wow, it's Bubba the Chaos Cat.
he does his own thing, you know.
He does his own thing. He was like DMing, hey, what's going
That's
on?
That's what happens when you have multiple accounts, right?
He earns his keep in the house.
That's right. He's part of the show too.
He's the secretary.
That cat chow doesn't come free.
Yeah.
That couldn't work.
You better work, and you better
ask DM him
those guys. That's right. I wanted some crickets. So that's just absolutely amazing to me that you guys are doing this, because so I want to say that I had heard of Fender Custom Gibson, mostly Fender Customs, right? Where you can get something that it's called the Fender Custom Shop, but it's actually like if you go to them, you're going to pay $4,000 or $5,000 for it. And and even the ones that are like, and I was looking through one of those books, I can't remember, American Musician or something, Supply or something. And you go through it and Fender has their ads, and they're out of their custom shop is maybe something from a famous musician, and it's their model and they're handcrafted, but they're $5,000-$6,000. And it's, you know, it's the Eric Clapton Strat, but in this way he likes it. Or he got his custom make, and then they just sell it, and it's $3,000 or $4,000.
Right.
Where what you're talking about is reasonable, very reasonable. I mean, $1,000 to $1,800, probably some extra. And I'm sure that there's extras that get thrown in there for what pickups you want and whatever, you know, maybe some light, apparently a disco ball.
You're getting guitar heads pickups. I'll tell you that right now, because I am big on, I try to stay away from name brand, and I think it's not that I shouldn't say I stay away from it, because I have a lot of name brand pickups and things like that in a lot of my stuff, and I have nothing against them. But I think because I, like I said, grew up not having availability of that stuff, I came across Wayne from Guitar Heads, and I absolutely love their pickups. I think they're just as good, if not better, than any of the name brands out there. So I use them. I use them for the majority of, they go on all our Havoc series, and I use them for the majority of the stuff that I build for people. I always recommend them first before, if somebody, like I get customers that'll come to me and say, well, I want to put this in my guitar or whatever. What do you think about pickups? And I always say Guitar Heads first. So I'm big on them, and you know, I'm big on smaller businesses and things like that too. So they're great pickups. So, you know, definitely check them out too.
That's cool. Right. And so kinda, you go ahead and I mean, you help out the small people still, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could recommend anybody else that's popular, but you stick with the small batch companies, yeah. Kind of.
And I use them. If I don't, I won't tell you something's good if I'm not using it.
Right.
See, and that's awesome. What Gary said the same thing about Guitar Head. And what Guitar Head, what is it about their pickups that, and just a simple plug for them, what is it about their pickups that you really love? The sound, what is it, the sound, or what is it that it's really amazing about them?
I can tell you what I personally love about them because of the kind of music I play. I play thrash metal, and they, for that kind of music, sound great. Now, I've put them in other guitars, different series and everything, and for all around, they're great pickups. But I tend to stick with the Mega Metals and things like that and the Hexbuckers because I play heavy music. I can just about stand directly in front of my amp with the volume we play out, which is loud, and we do a lot of the stops and the chugging and things like that. And I get no feedback, which I absolutely love because I have other pickups, which I won't name, that are name brand, that I can't do that with.
I know exactly what you're talking about, actually. I know exactly what you're talking about. So that's exactly why people buy. That's the reason why I knew that Gary had said the same thing, that was his brand. And I had never heard of them. So I'm always used to the brands that are out there, the P90s, the Fender, these single coil, Fender single coil, whatever they're selling. And then, so I was like, okay, cool. You know, I'm used to those type of things. But when you start getting out into the wild, there is so much better material and equipment and things like that out there. And that's the reason why I'm really interested in the custom thing, is because you get amazing sounding guitars that you would not get off the shelf. And it's a far superior product, in my opinion, from what I've heard from different other people, which is great, because I'm used to, I mean, I couldn't wait to get a Les Paul. I'm sitting right next to it. I waited because I was a Slash fanatic for years. Right. So I always said,
before you go any further, let me ask you this. You got a Les Paul, right?
Yes.
Is it all what you thought it was going to be? I know you don't want to bash Les Paul. Nobody does, because I love them. But
it's I got the Studio. It's a lot lighter, which was nicer than the other heavy ones. I play a lot of rock, and it was a lot different feel of guitar, because I have a Strat and a Telecaster and an Ibanez. So the feel for the guitar was a lot different. I love it. I still love it. Yeah. And it's just a different type of guitar. I think that it's just heavy. It's a lot heavier than my other guitars, but it's still light in the studio.
They're great guitars, but I hear so many people tell me, and I've owned a couple in the past, and I hear so many people tell me I got it and I was disappointed. And it's not because the guitar is not good and it isn't all it's cracked up to be. They definitely are. It's because the hype is here and the guitar is here. Not that the guitar is low. It's just that people hype them so much. And it's kind of, it's kind of the same with the Fender Strat. People hype them so much that you get your expectations are so high, and then you finally get one and a lot of people get let down. And it's a shame because they're all great guitars.
I think sometimes people think, and this is just my personal opinion, that the guitar is going to make them play better.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's an inside, a personal joke to us. But yes, well, it's that, and it's kind of that same. We've known many people throughout our time and throughout my time playing that have thought that. You can't buy. I'll tell you. You know what? Let me use this opportunity. I have, in all my years now, I've been playing music. I don't remember the first time I ever picked up a guitar. It was probably in 8 or 9 or something like that. But I won't tell you how old I am now. But I'm much older than that. And the only thing I've ever bought in all those years that has made me a better player is my
Pulse.
My Pulse. By what's it Sound, what's the brand name? Sound something Pulse. I can't, it sucks. I'm trying to give them a heads up and I can't think of what it's called. The wearable metronome.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Only
yeah,
thing that's made me a better player. Yeah.
It's helping you keep phenomenal. Time better instead of having to hear that because you don't have to hear the metronome sound, which is annoying.
I can't play with a metronome. I just can't do it. And we, like I said, my band does a lot of, we do thrash metal, but we do a lot of, Soundbrenner. That's Soundbrenner. We do a lot of stops and a lot of off time stuff and things like that. And it has tightened us up. We all have one now. It has tightened us up so much. That's the only thing I've ever bought in all these years that has actually made me a better player.
Nice.
Well, and then the good thing about it, so just to describe what it is so that people kind of have an idea, because what is a metronome? It's going to keep time throughout your track. And so and historically it was the thing with on a pendulum that just went back and forth and just went click, click, click. My mom had one and it was the most annoying thing because that's how you keep time. And then you could adjust the little bar on different measures. To go faster or slower.
Yeah.
So, and that's how historically they did. Now they have them on your phones and things like that. But describe this device because it is really ultra cool what they're doing.
It's awesome. Now we all because there's three of us in my band and we got three. So we got the cheaper version. They have them now that are smart watches and everything. But we got the cheaper version, the Pulse, and it's everything we need and more. And it's a watch. It looks just like a wristwatch, and it's a metronome that it has an app on your phone and it pulses on your wrist. Now I can't, like a lot of people, can't play with that clicking because it drives me insane. I can play with something tapping on my wrist. So you set it on your app it's got a little dial. You can tap on it to get you the beat you want. And then when it feels right, you let it go and it continues, or you set it on your app. The cool thing about it is, you can put your set list in the app. Like we put our set list in the app and then my brother, who's the drummer, controls it. So as we go from song to song, he just clicks the next song. It sets to the BPM for that song and we're good to go. So you keep your whole set list on there. It's absolutely phenomenal. And it's Bluetooth. So it's, they all link, all three of us link together. So as soon as he sets it, we're all good to go and we're all on time with each other.
Oh, I love it, man. And that's a game changer right there because
absolutely.
People who have been musicians either went to the metronome or it was your foot, right? And and if you get too excited, especially guitar, you're standing up, you're sitting, trying to tap, with your foot. Now, when I was a kid, I played clarinet and that's what you did to keep time. You were just click, click, click.
Different measures
different measures, right? And then but if things changed up, it's just trying to keep up with your foot because your foot was the really control. Now this is actually giving you a controlled measurement, which is huge being able to, especially when it's able to do your own playlist. That's just freaking phenomenal type of technology. That's the great thing about technology, that's it's enabled musicians to do so many things. I just recently bought that Positive Grid Spark. It's $250. For $250, you're like, hey, this is worth it. It does any tone that you want. Now you don't, I'm trying to learn. I try to learn what the pedal really is doing but most of us can't afford $5,000 unless you buy a Line 6. You can buy a $1,500 Line 6 now, but and it has every guitar pedal ever made. But I'm trying to always, you're trying to keep track of how did they make that tone. But this thing has, for a practice amp for $250, it's loud, and you can play with a backtrack on the actual amp. It's last night I was playing, what was I playing? Georgia Satellites, Keep Your Hands to Yourself. I was playing the song while playing, and all I had to do was just go onto my phone, click the play button.
Yep.
And then I was playing along with the song. Nice. It goes right through the amp, and you can do it's technology has taken us to so many different places. What is one of the technologies that you use on your guitars that has really helped up your game since you started?
Like I said, we don't do a whole lot of normal stuff. We did, there's not a whole lot we do on a regular basis that really helps us as far as building or anything, because it's relatively, everything we do is by hand. So, but I'll tell you, technology wise, the one thing that we did a while back is
what tuner? You changed the scale.
I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry. we did a guitar called Rot a while back, and it was a Strat style guitar, but we actually put a Wi-Fi camera in the headstock looking down the neck. So, and you could connect it like for the first like three rows or so of people, they could bring the app up and connect to it, and they could look down the neck of your guitar while you were playing, which was cool.
That's so awesome. That'd be something I would want.
Yeah, it was, I mean, we used it for stuff like that.
That is so cool. That's so awesome. I'm trying to figure out how to put a rig of a GoPro onto, so I could do the little like intro, some of the videos that I'm going to start doing, put a like a GoPro on it, so you can see. And I can't remember the band that actually used to do that all the time, where you saw them actually, like you could see the guitar movement going up and down and them playing, and they were right there.
AC/DC's Thunderstruck, you'll see it.
Yep. That's who I was. That's exactly it. Yep. I love that look, and I would love to get that into some of my videos. Just like a couple clips of me doing that a couple times on whatever guitar I'm playing. What's another really wild? Maybe I'll go with somebody that you would, some special person out there who was ordered a guitar that you never expected to ever order a guitar from.
We did the Hamilton Riker one. That was not that it was a special per. Well, I mean, we've done a couple for special people.
We've done charity build, and we've done
We did a School of Rock guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But we had what we call the Hamilton Riker guitar. There's a company called Hamilton Riker, and we got a phone call the one day from this lady who said, you know, we're looking to get our VP a gift for, what was it, anniversary or something?
Yeah, it was like a 25-year anniversary.
Yeah, and she said, can you build us a custom guitar? And this was our first time we ever did a major company. You know, we built for people. We never built for a company. So she, you know, comes to me and tells me, and I'm like, yeah, I don't build wall hangers, so no. And she's like, no. They're not going to hang it on a wall. I'm thinking they're going to put their logo on and stick it in their lobby, and I don't do that. Yeah. So she's like, well, they have a good budget. And I said, okay, well, I'll build them a guitar, but it's going to be playable. It's not if they want to put it on their wall, fine, but it's going to be playable. So she's like, no, it's not what they want. And it was for their VP, and he was a guitar player and everything. So I was, you know, she told us kind of what they wanted, and they kind of pretty much gave me freedom. And their budget was like $2,800. And I was like, okay, I can do that. And she's like, okay, we need it in 2 weeks. And I'm like, wait a minute. Cause I mean, I take months. I'm the only guy doing it. It takes me months or longer to do something depending on what we're doing. So I was like, yeah, I don't think I can do that. And then, the budget was what, 23 or something. And I was like, I don't think I can do it in 2 weeks. And then it went up to 28. I was like, all right, I'll make it happen in 2 weeks. So we did it in 2 weeks, but I mean, it was brutal. But that was cool because it was our first big, big major business thing. So
I love it. Awesome. I love Yeah, that's awesome. What do you got, James? I know you got some more. I always know you.
You talked about being in, I mean, what, tell us a little bit about your band, or what kind of band you're in, or what band you're in, or the name of it, or kind of any kind of little bit of a promotion on that, or music out there to look up or check out.
Yeah, we have, we did this way back when. We started out under a different name for 13 years. We kind of like literally stepped out of high school, got in a car and drove to Texas and pretty much played there and got, you know, we all kind of came back after a couple of years, whatever, and went on with our lives and had families, whatnot. And now that we're older and we, I said, you know, I have some time and I really wanted to, the last album we did, we kind of cut short on a lot of things because of budget and everything. And I said, I'd like to redo that album now that I have the equipment and things like that, right, and the, you know, the gear to record it. And the drummer was my stepbrother, so he was still around. And I talked to him a little bit. I said, what do you think about, you know, getting back to just to record the stuff again and do it justice? And he's like, yeah, that's cool. And it just turned out that it was all the stuff that we wrote in high school 30 something years ago is now what's popular again. So it just worked out great. And then people started to hear it. And next thing I know, I'm getting phone calls every week to, oh, can you guys do this show? Can you do that show? So we started playing like crazy. And then we finally, this past month, we kind of said, you know, enough for shows for a while, because we're trying to re-record the album, which was the whole point in all this.
Right.
So that's what we're in the process of doing now. And what we did was, I won't give you the old bad name. I mean, people can find it if they want to. It's certainly out there. But the last album we did was called Hate Machine. And we figured, what better name? Now, I know there's other bands out there with that, but, you know, we figured, what better? There's none around here. What better name to pick than what the last album was? So we rebranded the band as Hate Machine. And that's what we're doing now. And you can find it. I mean, I guess probably the easiest thing to do is go on Hate Machine Band, BAND.com. And that has all the social media stuff and YouTube and all that. The old album is on YouTube. It's not horrible. I mean, it's not a horrible recording. It's still a good recording. So you can listen to it.
So thrash metal. What got you into thrash metal? How did you? Because thrash metal is not one of those things that your mom was listening to. So what got you into thrash
metal? Hey, you don't know my mom.
I don't know my mom. You don't know my life. You don't know my mom. She was a thrash metal.
You don't know.
You're right.
No,
you're
a lot of hate and a lot of anger.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a lot of crap in life, and it just was an outlet for me. When I was younger, I had a lot of anger issues and stuff, and it was a way out for me rather than doing things that probably would have ended me up in prison. So it was an outlet for me. And then playing music became a huge outlet for me. If it wasn't for music, I probably would have been in prison or dead by now. So I mean, it was music in my life was not something that I wanted to do. It was something I had to do.
I love that.
Well, you found that as an outlet instead of, you know, like you said, going to prison or worse or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that's what came to be, and, you know, what you came to be now.
But isn't that funny that that's what I hear from a lot of people, is that musicians, especially good musicians, this is their passion because it's their emotional outlet. That's throughout my life. That's the reason why guitar has been in it. I played clarinet and I played clarinet. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between playing an instrument and being part of that instrument and being able to just completely produce music and just be in tune with it. And I think guitar was always that for me. I thought there for a while. I mean, I was in the 80s. I thought I would be some sort of, you know, I'm going to be a hit. I'm going to be that guy that the chick magnet guy who played guitar. But I think that when you pick up the guitar for the first time and you go, this is something that I can get into, because you can make, there's so much that you can do with a guitar, so much type of music. and being able to express your emotions, especially when you're a teenager. And I'm sure that at some point in your teenage years, this is when kind of that, you know, that that's when you're really forming that, that those feelings and really being able to express yourself. And that's where I picked it up. I was like, this is my outlet for life. And that's why I've always, that's the reason why I start playing the blues now. You know, when I'm in, when I'm in the, that mood, I'm either playing some metal or I'm playing a lot of blues, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Or now it's turned into a little bit of jazz chords.
Well, it's, and me, with me growing up, I listened to everything, you know, I played a little bit of classical, I played, but it was, I always came back to the heavy stuff, and I always came back to that. That's always what I settled in with. And I think it was just because I think in life you have to, you're dealt a certain hand, and it's up to you what you do with that. And you have to, at least in my life, I had to make the right decision. I didn't want to be the guy who hurt people. I didn't want to be the guy who made the wrong decisions and was just a crap human being. You have to be a decent human being. So you got, I had to find a way to make those right decisions.
Yeah. And I think that's what music does for a lot of people, is that it's able to make, express your emotions. Especially that's what, you know, especially metal. Metal has that ability. I think punk is the same way a little bit. If you, you know, yep, being able to express deep feelings, yeah, of maybe hate, maybe some, I hate, you know, some things that are coming up for you that's really angry. And right, it's not like it's, you know, like I'm making angry music, but it's a way of expressing maybe anger in a different way that's more productive.
Mainly like political, right, too, stuff, political stuff too. Yeah, like a lot of stuff, I think, mm-hmm, punk rock is political too.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's how I feel like that genre. But metal is always dear, you know, dear to my heart, even though I'm an 80s metal kid. So I grew up.
Yeah, with, I am, know, too. Yeah. And I think it's important what you said about the hate, too, because I have so many people that I can tell instantly when I tell them the band name are so turned off. And I have to say, listen to it and listen to the words. None of it is spewing hatred towards anybody. It's right, my life story, how I felt throughout my life, and it's my experiences and why I had that much hatred in me. It's not, I'm not saying, oh, I hate this, I hate that. It's none of that whatsoever. And I love the name, but I don't like the fact that people right away hear that and they have this misconception of what it is.
Right.
And it truly isn't. You know, it's not anything.
I put a label on like what you're talking about, yep, and it's like, bro, it comes from a story. Like any musician or any kind of artist, you know what I'm saying? That's what they went through. So that's what, yep, they're writing about, their experiences.
That's so cool. I love that. So we're gonna click it to a different level, and we're gonna click it to the, let's look at his darn guitars. I'm not gonna say damn.
Yeah.
I did say damn guitars. Dude, camera, camera. Let's look at these chaos guitars. I mean, I have been waiting all night to look and get some stories.
Can I? I'm gonna change this. Let me see if I can change this camera view quick. There.
Oh, that's some, dude, of them.
Look at it. How's just some better? Of them. Some of them, folks. That's some awesome of them. This is just phenomenal, guys. Phenomenal.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah,
there's more behind me over here, and there's some over there, and I have a closet full over in the hallway there, and there's probably some upstairs somewhere. It's funny because I, like, at one point I pulled some cases out of my one closet here a year or so back, and I opened one up and I was like, oh, there's that guitar. And I posted a picture, was like, oh, I forgot I had this guitar. And if I think,
oh,
it,
wow,
I think it was Gary. I think it was Gary that said, oh, I wish I had that problem.
Look at these. Look at this. I want, that's everybody awesome, to just see an, that's awesome room. Yeah, that is so beautiful. That is just absolutely awesome. Look at, look at, there's some amazing, I pick them out and I'm just like, that looks like an explorer. That looks like,
do you want me to move? Should I just get out of the frame?
I don't, if you can, if you can see this. This one right here, the JB, yeah, player right behind me,
yeah,
is my first real guitar that I got when I was, I got it, nice, at West End Music, which is a local shop that I now do their repair work.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, isn't it? And that was my first real guitar when I was, I don't know, I was probably a freshman in high school, maybe.
Oh, wow. So what is your, so explain to us the main line. I see some of those. What is the main line that you're creating right now? What's the main line?
The three, the blue, the green, yellow, and the purple. You want to show them?
Do you want them?
Give me Hangman.
Oh, look at those. Oh, this, look at that.
This is
beautiful.
This is the first one of our Havoc series that I ever built. That's, and it's so got sick. It's got the Hangman graphic on it because I said to Rosie, I'm going to build these. We're going to see what happens. And they don't go over, I'm going to be hanging from a tree because I'm putting so much work into these. So I figured what better way to express that than to put a Hangman on it.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. So look at the neck on that thing.
You can see the guitar heads, pickups in it. That's our headstock. And nice. And the thing, it's basically a Super Strat body. I mean, there's nothing super tremendous about it other than if you can see the horns. They got the grooves. Oh, nice.
There you go.
Look at that. See, wow. Only in a custom shop will you get anything like you. You will not see that out in the live, out in the Guitar Center. You will never see something like this.
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
These are beautiful guitars. These are, no doubt. I don't, these are amazing.
Anybody watching this right now, like, you, if you need a custom guitar, like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is
no doubt
an amazing, affordable prices for what your crazy mind is going to want for a guitar.
This one, I figured, I put somebody's business on this one. I figured, you know, it might as well be my own.
There you go.
And you'll notice, I told you, I think probably before we started, that I used to have a business. I used to do car restorations because I was a mechanic. Yeah. So I came from that background. You'll notice the AAR CUDA stripe on it. So I was a big Mopar guy.
That's a beautiful guitar. I love the purple on that one. Oh,
and this one, this is Glitter Bomb. So far, this is actually kind of funny because when COVID started, I wanted to do a COVID project and I had all these things, spare parts laying around. And I thought, what better project to do than to show people what they can build basically in their backyard with crap you could buy at Walmart. So
you have to get close to it to really
hold it up to the camera there. I can switch back to the other camera if you want.
Oh my goodness. Do you see it? Do you see it? That is beautiful.
Wow. That's got Gary written all over it.
That is beautiful. My goodness, right. Oh, that with the
Let me go back to this other.
Yeah.
With the hole that's similar to an Ibanez, but bigger and more carryable. I love it.
Yeah. So when COVID started, we figured let's do a project that we can show people what they can do in their own backyard. This paint job was done with rattle cans, which, you know, I've had this discussion with people online. You can't get a professional paint job with rattle cans. If you really work at it, you can. And this is all rattle can stuff that you can get at Walmart. And most of it, my thing when I came from cars, it was no silicone near the car. No, had to be prepped perfect. Had to be all, you know, absolutely clean before you do anything. Yeah. And when I left that environment, I said, shoot, I'm throwing whatever I can at this and see what happens. So I literally would throw bleach on a guitar and then paint it to see what would happen. And that's how I got some of the coolest effects I've ever gotten. So this is, some of this color is probably Rust-Oleum. Some is probably Krylon. Some is some like no name, whatever. But it's all, they always tell you, don't mix brands. This is all mixed. I mean, you can do, it's what I always tell people, do whatever you want to do. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You start over. It's only a piece of wood.
At least you know that what doesn't work.
Yeah. And if it does work, you end up with something like this. And I'll tell you, this is probably one of the best sounding guitars that I have. And unfortunately, It doesn't have Guitar Heads Peps in it because I threw whatever I had laying around here in it because I wanted to, and I don't know if you can see, the pickups are even glitter because I wanted to coat the pickups in this same glitter paint because I was going all out with it. And this, so far, out of all the tracks that we've recorded on our album, this guitar has been used on the majority of them.
That's nice. Beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful guitar. And nice. Again, another amazing custom showing that you can build. And granted, at home now they have those build your own kits, but showing that you can be creative and still get something affordable.
Oh, absolutely. And I look, there's a lot of people that don't have the time or don't want to do it. Then you call me. Or if you want something really cool, call me. But take it upon yourself and try it. I always tell people, try it, because it's absolutely an experience and you're going to learn something, whether it's good or bad.
I was, you know, I saw the kit and I was like, I don't have the time, but I was thinking the next guitar that I'm going to own is going to be a custom guitar from somewhere. And I'm thinking that I have a feeling I know where I'm going to get my next custom. So
I know.
I was talking to, I was like, you know, I just bought, the only thing that I was always looking for, I was looking to purchase the one of the big four or the next big four. So I have the Telecaster, the Strat, the Les Paul, and I was going to go get the SG. But then I was like, you know, then I've heard nothing but, like, me and Gary started talking and I saw Gary's customs and I'm like, man, I got to get a custom they just, and especially with the pickups that you're talking about, that Gary described the pickups saying that they're out of this world good.
Yeah.
And well, so I'm
get Wayne from Guitar Heads on here too.
Yeah.
You should get in touch with Wayne.
I think I did. And I think I'm just waiting on him. Yeah, for sure. Cause I would love to be able to talk. See, that's what's so cool about this show is that I get to be a little kid and this is my passion just as much as it's like, this is my ideas about what I want to do when I grow up is build, you know, have as many guitars as I possibly can. Right now I'm just at five, you know, I have six or seven. I have six or seven though. But I realize I have three or four in the corner that I just don't play.
If you number them, they get jealous. So don't say well, it.
Put it when we downsized where we live, where we used to live, I had what 87 of my own.
Wow.
And then we moved here and I downsized. And I downsized to 58.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Something like that. So, and those are my personal ones.
I love it. And each one is your baby. Only. And that's the other thing is each one this is the one thing that people don't understand, especially, you know, wives. And we've actually talked about this. We're not talking about shoes or guitars. But we can say that nobody talks about, you know, it's like nobody talks about guitars, but the reason why we buy them isn't so much, and it's just like shoes or anything else. It's because no guitar is alike. And that's just a fact. No matter if it comes out of you hope that you get something similar if you're going to go do, like, if you're going to go buy an American Strat, hopefully it sounds like every other American Strat. That's what you're hoping for, but it never does. Right. It never does. No matter what guitar you're going to get, it's going to be a little different and one-off than somebody else's. Yep. The cool thing about customs is you can design them yourself and get what you want. And that's a huge deal, especially when you start learning, you get past, you know, the intermediate state and still want to keep playing. And now you can treat yourself to something that is worthy. And that's exactly what he's building here, folks, is something that is worthy for you to play. And it sounds absolutely amazing. And if you watch some of just the promo video, the sound that was coming out of his promo video was amazing.
Yeah, those promo videos were, I think that was Glitter Bomb. Was for, I think the majority of that was Glitter Bomb. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I think one of them was Hangman and the other ones were Glitter Bomb.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful sounds. And that's the one thing is that it just sounded so great. I was like, wow. I almost was like, I don't know if I want to play anything. He sounds so good that I think I'm going to be Hey, here I am.
Thank you so much.
He sounds great.
We have to address, and so this ends.
Yes.
It's only got a Hemi in it when he's playing.
There you go.
And that's no, that's definitely not
supercharged.
True. That's my love. Let me see if he got it. Let's see. Oh, there he is. So
we
that
did do
is
a Hellcat guitar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that is, check out our website, because our website under the customs tab has a good amount of the stuff we've done. There's a lot of really cool stuff on there. Penny Dreadful's another one. Penny Dreadful was probably one of my absolute favorite paint jobs. It's insane. And it's a lefty. I don't do many lefties because there's not a big need for them, and they're expensive compared to a righty. Yeah.
Right. Because of all that has to go into.
So this ends is actually was our previous guest last week, Ben, who which is
like, Mr. Walnuts, Mr. Walnuts.
So. The talk we had earlier was I made chocolate chip cookies and she asked me if I put walnuts in it, and I didn't. She was like, "Why?"
So, I'm like, "You got something against walnuts?"
Yeah, that's awesome. So you Penny Dreadful? I mean, who are some of the names that we would all know out there musical wise that you guys have built guitars for? And it sounds like you guys have a list, but just a few of the big names that you guys have made some custom guitars for.
Well, not so much who we've made custom guitars for, but we name all the custom guitars.
Oh, well, there we go.
So Penny Dreadful is the name of the guitar itself.
Love it.
There was.
Yeah, that's the thing, is pretty much every guitar gets a name. All we did a Witch series, which is I showed you the one behind us. We did three in the Witch series. Jeff Hines has the other one. He has a bass, and each one of them has a name. They all, and they're all from an actual witch from history. Oh, so
that's what I wanted to see.
That is so cool. Let me, I gotta go.
I wanted to see this one.
There we go. Oh,
this was
my
one
goodness.
Of my, this, yeah, this was one of my first ones. Kikimora.
Oh, nice. Kikimora. Nice.
That's beautiful.
That's badass.
Wow. Look at the shape of that thing, guys.
Appreciate
them. And this was, I got to show you this. This is my doing on the beast. I hate the Warlocks because they always have the inputs up here.
Right.
So this is what I do right here.
Oh, nice.
So then you're not, yeah, very
it's,
nice.
It's nice. Like the Jackson V's have them now.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, because they realize that they don't want them falling out, right?
Yep. And you can actually sit with it without it banging on your leg and stuff now.
Go. Right. That's beautiful. Look at the, gosh, jeez. That's so
awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah, now I got to save some shekels. I can tell I can tell where my savings account's going to be going.
There you go.
Those are beautiful guitars.
See if there's anything else they want to see. I'll show them whatever they want to see.
Well,
I can show you Rock Candy. This is still in shakedown mode, but this will be going up for sale soon.
Oh, look at that bad boy. Oh, that's a beautiful finish.
Cracked up. Oh, man.
Yeah, look at the design on the actual inlay. That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Oh, nice. Does it have the Floyd Rose in it, tremolo?
Yep. It's got the Floyd. It's got the ebony fretboard with no markers.
Oh, nice.
I'm not huge on markers, but if I have them, I'd like them to be something other than dots. Unfortunately, dots is the most common thing. But
right. I've seen a lot of them on the sides now. Oh, here we go.
This is my favorite. I am a huge, huge Michael C. Hall. I am a huge Dexter fan.
Oh, cool.
And with Dexter coming back for the next season, I'm so excited about it. But this was inspired by the entire series, and we named the series. Let's get that on there. You probably can't. Oh, you have to see it this way.
Watch the mic.
Oh, look at that.
and watch my head.
Watch your head. I can never orient myself.
It's, I know, because it's backwards.
It is backwards.
There.
There.
Look at that.
Notice the BC Rich logo.
I just saw that. Yeah.
It's BC Death.
Beat to death.
Beat to death.
Beat to death. Very nice. And this is nice.
You'll understand why when you see the back of it, the neck.
That's so bad. I love the pickups that are red. Those
yeah,
are cool.
Did you see that? Oh, yeah. Wow.
Little blood spiders.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Look at that. Look at the neck.
If you turn it upside down, it matches my handprints exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
That is amazing. Yeah.
That is awesome.
That there's no words for how cool that is.
Now, if you
and it lights up.
Oh, that's even cooler.
Oh my god.
Holy moly.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Wow. Wow. No doubt. I don't think that's leaving.
No.
That's a beautiful guitar.
This is never going anywhere.
I don't blame it. I don't blame you. That's a beautiful guitar. Wow. So, okay. So we said we're at the hour. So we're going to lay down the Gary Wolf guitar. I know that he's hanging around. I think he's been waiting to see this bad boy. Let's see it. Let's see this and explain what this thing does as well.
All right. I'll explain it to you while she's putting that away. Gary, I told you, came to me and said, I want a disco in a case, basically. He purchased our Havoc Series Dark Matter. Dark Matter is just a wood tone guitar. You see it in the light and it just looks like a wood tone guitar. Nothing special. It looks just like the Havoc Series we showed you. It's got the same cutouts in the horns and stuff, but you're gonna have to move this. But it's just wood. It just is it's a nice wood. It's a very nice guitar until you turn the lights out and it gets sick and disgusting because when I built our prototype, which Jeff Hines has from In Strife, I did it as a let's try this type of thing. And I mixed a UV pigment in the clear coat and shot it and let it dry and everything. And then I put it out in the sun for a while and threw it in my closet, turned the lights out. And I went, oh, that just makes me feel really upset. Because it was so eerie and just unnerving. I mean, it kind of really made me feel unsettled. And I thought, I got to make another one of those. I got to make a lot of these because I got it right here. Huh?
Okay.
Right here. It gave me this feeling that I did not like, which made me very happy. So, I figured this is our next series. I mean, this is our next, we had three, we wanted to do four Havocs. We had three for colors. I didn't know what to do with the last one. We tried orange. We tried a couple different colors and nothing worked. So we settled on this one. And when I saw it glow, I just thought that's it, that this is the one. And you're about to see it, but first I'm going to show you the case because you won't get to see you probably see it glow a little bit because it's got to be good and charged by now. So the first thing you're going to see is what charges the guitar, which is the UV LEDs.
That's awesome.
So that's amazing. Yeah, that's really cool.
And then now I told you Gary wanted a disco in a box.
No way.
So let me see if I can let me switch cameras quick and see if I can get you a better view of it. Get you up a little higher and see.
Oh, that is awesome. That is Gary. You're absolutely right. That's Gary.
I'll turn the lights out. If we'll see what happens. I don't know what it's going to, you're going to have to get that overhead light, huh? I'll get it. But yeah, get that overhead light and then I'll turn the ring light off and we'll see what happens. I'll leave the case lights on so you can see them.
Oh, look at that.
So you got a disco in a box, right?
Yeah.
And then we turned the disco off. And now you got the computer on, but I didn't think about that. But you should, we should still be able to get some, maybe here, take it up away from the computer screen. And you might be able to get some of the glow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can see that. Look at that. That is
holy. Maybe I can. Let me shrink this down quick. Hope I'm not going to lose you. Is that any better?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go.
Wow. Wow. That's eerie. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
It doesn't, it's so hard to get pictures of and stuff because it doesn't do it justice as soon as you turn the lights out and try to get a picture of it.
For real. Because
yeah,
that's amazing. And Gary is going to get the disco in a box, plus it glows in the dark.
Yep.
The guitar itself is beautiful.
Thank you. I can, I mean, it's light in here and you can't, it's not showing on the screen really, but I can, from here to me, it looks green. I mean, it really
we could
does.
Tell you could tell a little bit of yeah, that. You can, yeah, the you can definitely the green. See it. Yeah.
Do you have a
I got button? It. Yep. There you go.
That's amazing.
And again, it just, you know, in normal light, it just looks like a wooden Havoc series. It's got a nice wood tone.
Yeah, very nice.
It's beautiful. Look at the necks. I really like the necks on those things too. That neck is just beautiful. And I love the headstock on
that.
Yeah,
I like that cut. I like that cut.
It's kind of in between. To me, it's like in between a like a Telecaster and like an Ibanez almost.
Yeah, I love the Ibanez and I love that pickup configuration because if you give me two humbuckers and a single, I can give you whatever you want. And then, like in Gary's case, of course, I gave him three humbuckers because he's special.
He has that. He wants that five-way switch where he can just switch between. That's awesome. Well, that's awesome. Really, we had an amazing time, folks. This was absolutely just beyond. This is like my little dream now. So now we know
An hour, even the time passed by quickly. You can, it does just the amount of fun that this has been.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you guys for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for being on.
Yeah.
Well, and I have a feeling that we'll probably have you on again in maybe 6 months to 8 months because somebody might be purchasing a guitar and might be having you guys on to be able to talk about it. So
will you let me know? We'll come back anytime. It's fun.
Oh, this was a blast. We had a great time. Next week we have another amazing guest and I'm going to say that, you know, it's just so Gary has been so helpful with helping us link up and network with folks. And it's another one of, you know, somebody that Gary has hooked us up with named Jacob. And we are so excited to have yet another good friend of the, you know, of the show already on. So this was, we knew that this was going to go well. Rose and Dave, we so appreciate you guys coming on. Your guitars are absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. And I cannot just being able to, I mean, just like a kid in a candy store, seeing all these beautiful guitars and wanting every single one of them, though I cannot have apparently two or three of them. Rose definitely has her hand on the Dexter guitar, but yeah, we totally appreciate it.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere. Sorry.
That's right. Yeah,
she's claimed a couple of them.
I don't blame her. They're beautiful guitars, and we really appreciate you sharing your passion with us. It's just amazing. Oh, yeah. And
well, thank you so much for having us. And thank you for all the kind words. That means a lot.
Yeah. Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful. So everybody go check out Chaos Guitars and they are absolutely amazing. They are on Instagram. Are you guys on Twitter? What is your social media look like?
We're pretty much everywhere, but we focus on Rosie takes care of Facebook at Chaos Guitars. I do Instagram at Chaos Guitars Official. And then of course we have YouTube, Chaos Guitars YouTube, and then we have the website, you find everything at the website. That's chaosguitars.com.
Beautiful. Go check them out. Go be a friend with Get yourself a guitar. Get yourself go meet the cat. The cat has an IG account too. Go meet the cat.
Here's the funny
chaos cat.
The funny thing is, this freaking cat will get more followers than we do.
Cats always do. I have a friend that has a Dachshund, and it's like 1,000 followers, and they do nothing but post Dachshund pictures. I'm just like, eh. But anyway, thank you guys so much, and we will see you guys next week. Stay tasty.
Thank you.
Later.
Thanks.
Oh, where'd he go? I guess he left.
Okay.
Are we still live? I'm not sure. It still says live.
He just abandoned us.
I think
and now we're tasting.